Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. It's Tony Curry here for a few minutes on Facebook. I check in every morning. Thanks to the thousands of folks who check in with me as well. Got another fantastic day of shows. Adaptogens, Adapt or Perish will be airing on Tony Curry Radio a little bit later on this afternoon. Download Tony Curry Radio. That's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. It's an app. It takes you 5 seconds. It's free. Super easy to do. Just check it out. If you don't like it, get rid of it. Sam Rushing, good morning to you. But download it. Get it. If you don't like it, don't listen to it, but I promise you're going to like it. Every single person who's gotten on there absolutely loves it. We got 5-star reviews across the board, and it's great classic rock and roll. Then we have all these wonderful shows. We have Live Wire Wednesday, a show dedicated to AC/DC tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We have Mission Minor with Michael Coleman. Yesterday, we did Dark Side of the Pooch with Rossbridge Animal Hospital's Dr. Rab Stewart. We have a Thursday show with Austin Hanks called Blues Almighty. Austin Hanks, of course, in the Big Bad Blues Band with Billy F. Gibbons and Matt Sorum, formerly of Guns N' Roses. He has his own show right here on Tony Curry Radio. You can't hear it anywhere else. And also, of course, the Damon Johnson Show, formerly, of course, of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Thin Lizzy, John Waite. He's been with everyone. He's back with Brother Kane. They're going on the road full force next year. Some more shows coming up. But he does a show with us right here on Tony Curry Radio. And then also, don't forget, we have a great show called When in Rome with Stuart Rome. This show is amazing because we pick themes. Al Cooper, good morning to you. And we go from week to week. The last couple of weeks, we've done Jazz Fest, man. We were playing Randy Newman, the Neville Brothers, Willie Nelson, Kool and the Gang. I mean, it's just a great show. It runs at 1 and 7 on Friday. Now, I know a lot of people are busy. They can't listen to the shows live. So go to wherever you get your podcast. We have all of our stuff on Spotify. You can also go to Audio Boom. Just pull up Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Tony Curry Radio Podcast. If you go there this morning, you're going to see my good friend Taylor Hicks. We did an interview yesterday. Normally, I keep Taylor for about 5 or 10 minutes. We talked for almost 30 minutes yesterday. Let me tell you something, man. I've known Taylor for almost 30 years, and it's been 17 years since he won American Idol. I mean, that's crazy. It's flipping crazy. 2005 was when he was on American Idol. And speaking from a brother from a different mother, I am so flipping proud of what he's accomplished and what he's done and how he's handled himself. The guy is just super, super talented, an amazing singer. I knew the first time he came to the studio, I was working with Lance Taylor, now on the next round, and we were doing the round table, the two of us, and Taylor came in with his buddy Brian Less, who is the piano player, and was singing some songs, playing his harp, and I was like, this guy is unbelievable. And I'm bringing him on stage down at Oasis and all these dive bars here in Birmingham. He goes out to Las Vegas, tries out for American Idol. You know how it ended. Buddy Little, good morning to you. But now the guy's into restaurants. He's gotten TV roles. He's on Broadway. He's got a TV show of himself. I mean, the guy's just killing it. He's just doing great. And what we really love about him, of course, is the fact that he continues to sing and play his music, and he's just killing it. He's doing a wonderful job. I am super, super honored to be a master of ceremonies for the City of Brookwood celebration coming up on Saturday. Tab Cooley's going to be playing. Taylor Hicks will take stage around 8:30. But go to the City of Brookwood. Gates are open at 5 o'clock. It's a free event. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be bouncies for the kids. There's going to be a fireworks show at 9:30. And Taylor Hicks, I'll be bringing him on stage coming up Saturday at the City of Brookwood. And he's also going to be doing the opening ceremony for the World Games coming up later on in July at Protective Stadium. So just super proud of him. Love catching up with him. Kind of felt bad that I haven't really kept in touch with him as much as I wanted to. We spoke yesterday for about 20 or 25 minutes. We talked about the ice cream incident. We talked about what's the next thing he wants to do that he really want to get himself into. And it's really raw. It's between two guys just shooting the shit, and he's just great. I love him. I love him to death. I love him to death. So check it out wherever you get your podcast. Pull up a Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Tony Curry, this K-U-R-R-E, Tony Curry Radio Podcast. And you can check out the Taylor Hicks interview, and I'll also put it up on our social media, Tony Curry Radio, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So I'm running a little late this morning. We had the All-Pro Dad's Breakfast with my daughter. I love these things. I know a lot of dads are kind of like, why do we have to have special events for dads and daughters? You know, I'm part of my daughter's life. Dude, take it. Embrace it. Love it. Father-daughter dances, go to as many as you possibly can. Father-daughter breakfast, do whatever you can. Any chance you get, Brandon Austin Morris, good morning to you, brother. Any chance you get to spend more time with your daughter, do it. We're already doing it with our sons. Same thing with moms, but this is a father thing. And I don't know why we have to have a special. Dude, take it and run with it. Do it. I absolutely love it. My daughter's 10 years old. She's wonderful. This is a program that was set up by Tony Dungy, that Tony Dungy, Super Bowl winning coach. And thank you to Oak Mountain Intermediate School for allowing us to do this. There must have been 300 dads this morning. Today, we usually have one word. 1 week it was respect. Today's word was responsibility. And we posed a couple questions to our kids, and then our kids asked the dads kind of the same questions about responsibility. And one of the questions was, well, what does it mean to you to be responsible? Now, it's really easy to sit there and say, well, you know, take care of your chores, cut the grass, do what you say. My big thing for responsibility is this. Do what you say you're going to do. If you say you're going to do it, do it. No excuses, no getting around it. Life changes, things come at you, but if you say you're going to do something for somebody or you're going to do something that's going to obviously reverberate and have something to do with something, if you say you're going to do it, if you say you're going to pay this bill, if you say you're going to appear at this thing, if you say you're going to be on time for this thing, whatever you're saying you're going to do, make sure you do it. Listen, I know life is crazy, and I know with COVID and all that crap, and I mean, there's all kinds of different things going on, and I realize we're going to change your mind. So here's what I want you to do, too. And listen, I'm as guilty as the next guy, okay? That, to me, is responsibility. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you end up not being able to do it, then at the very least, you go back to that person and say, listen, I said I was going to do this, and things changed. I lost my health. I lost my job. Something changed. Maybe I just can't do what I said I was going to do for you. Then go back to that person and explain to them why you can't do it. Because if you don't, they're always going to remember, well, he said he was going to do it. It's funny. My kid wanted a little putt-putt hole in the backyard. He's been asking me for this little putt-putt hole for like, I don't know, since he was like 3. He's 17. I haven't done it yet. And I told him, I said, I will build you a putt-putt hole. Well, you know, summers go by and things happen and it's not particularly, it's expensive to put together. And I said, and so every year he's like, when are you going to do this putt-putt hole? He remembers that. He's remembered that for the last 14 years. It would probably take me a Sunday afternoon to go get some green carpet, a couple golf balls, build a hole in this little thing, and build a putt-putt hole. It doesn't have to be a putt-putt golf course. I'm not building something like a treetop. It's just a putt-putt hole. But he reminds me of that about once a month, now at the age of 17, and I've been telling him I'll be doing it since he was 3. What this tells me, though, is he'll never forget. He'll never forget until I eventually do it. And I haven't told him I wasn't going to do it. It's just family, man. Get 3 kids, go through divorce, job changes, things going on. You know, the backyard's falling now into the back, so there's no room to put it. But he remembers that thing. And when you remember something that someone said they're going to do for you and they never do it and you keep reminding them, that's where your little treasure chest of resentment starts to build up. And they'll never forget it. Listen, we're all trying to do the best we possibly can. We're all trying to be responsible. We're trying to be accountable. We're trying to do what we say we're going to do. Don't say you can do something if you know you can't do it, or don't say you can do something unless you're for sure you can do it. Certainly not to your kids. And I think that way it makes us all a little bit more responsible, and I'll stop preaching. Go to our wonderful podcast, Tony Curry Radio Podcast, Curry with a K, Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Listen to my Taylor Hicks interview. Richard Evans, good morning to you. Listen to my Taylor Hicks interview. It's killer. I've been doing interviews. I must have done 50,000 interviews. I've interviewed everyone from Roger Daltrey to Paul McCartney to Taylor Hicks. One of my favorite interviews is always talking to Taylor, just because it feels like we're not doing an interview. We're just kind of shooting the shit, and it's great. And he's fantastic. He's very, very comfortable. He's got guitars behind him just like I do. Of course, he plays his. I don't really play mine. But check out the interview. And while you're there, check out all of our other podcasts, too. Dark Side of the Pooch just went up yesterday. Adapter Parish today. Mission Minded. Live Wire Wednesday shows will be up here in the next couple of weeks. Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty. He just had Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top on last Thursday show. And, of course, the Damon Johnson Show. And When in Rome with Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spot. Spa. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Thank you so much for listening. Margaret Bailey, good morning to you, Margaret. And thank you so much for listening this morning and watching. We'll be back again tomorrow morning right here. And make sure you download that Tony Curry Radio app. You're helping me big time by downloading that app. As long as I get the numbers, I continue to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to change the world. I'm going to change the way you listen, not only to radio, but listen to, of course, all your favorite podcasts. We get some killer podcasts. The content is king. It's fantastic. Al Cooper, good morning to you, brother, and take care of yourself. So check it out and tell me what you think. And appreciate it. You can also, of course, go to our website, TonyCurryRadio.net. TonyCurryRadio.net. All of our shows are right there. You can click and listen to them there, too. Thanks, and have a wonderful day. God bless.